Back in the 1950s, specifically 1950, a movie came out entitled The Next Voice You Hear. It was somewhat of a vanilla film in the sense that James Whitmore, who played the main character, his name was Joe Smith American. His wife, played by Nancy Reagan, was Mary Smith, and they had a son named Johnny. And Joe is a typical kind of guy. When he's not out bowling with his coworkers from the factory, he spends his evenings relaxing at home in his chair, sipping on a cold beer, and listening to his favorite radio programs. But one Tuesday evening, right before his favorite radio program comes on, the announcer breaks in and says, "The next voice you hear." And from there, the scene moves quickly from Joe sitting in his recliner to Mary working with Johnny on his math. So you really never hear what the next voice actually says or who it is. But then Joe goes into the room where Mary is sitting with Johnny working on his math, and he says something strange just happened. A voice came on the radio and said, "This is God. I'll be spending the next few days with you." To which Mary immediately responds, "You heard what?" And Joe repeats it. The voice said, "This is God. I'll be with you for the next few days." The film immediately raises the question, is this really God's voice? What does God's voice sound like? And would I recognize it if I ever heard it? If I may hearken back just a couple of weeks to Good Shepherd Sunday in the gospel reading, when Jesus talks about the sheep, he says that my sheep or my people will hear my voice. They will recognize my voice, and I call them by name. Today, I'm not just talking about how we might hear Jesus through the speaking, a reading of the scriptures, or through homilies, but how we might hear him for ourselves in our own special and unique way. Would I recognize the voice of Jesus if he were speaking to me? And I'd like to suggest there are perhaps several characteristics of the voice of the Lord that would help us to know that it was Jesus that was speaking to us indeed. First of all, the voice of Jesus is always gentle. You may recall in the book of Kings, when Elijah the prophet is waiting to hear from God, he is held up in Mount Horeb, and several things begin to happen. The first is a crushing wind that even crushes the rocks around him. But the narrator tells us that God was not in the wind. Secondly, there's an earthquake, perhaps brought about because of the rocks that are being crushed from the wind, but the narrator says God was not in the earthquake. And thirdly, there was a fierce fire, but you guessed it, God was not in the fire. But then there was what our Bible calls a light, silent sound. The New Catholic Bible calls it a silent whisper. The Old King James calls it a still, small voice. And it was in that still, small voice, in that gentle voice, that God began to speak to his prophet. Not in the dramatics of earth, wind, and fire, but in a gentle, small voice. The voice of Jesus is always gentle. Secondly, the voice of Jesus is familiar and recognizable. Jesus said, "They will know my voice." In the Old Testament story of Samuel, young Samuel is waiting one evening and he hears a voice calling him. He immediately runs into the other room and goes to Eli, and Eli begins to recognize it, that he's not the one calling him, but that God is. And he begins to tell the young prophet Samuel, "When you hear that voice again, simply say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" And from that point on, the voice of the Lord becomes familiar and recognizable to Samuel. We can learn that voice. Dallas Willard, university professor, has written an excellent book on the subject. In his book entitled Hearing God, Developing Conversational Relationship with God, he says this, to confidently distinguish and recognize his voice as his voice, that ability comes with experience. But I'd like to suggest that once you learn that voice, you will never forget it. On this Mother's Day, I'm reminded of my own mother's voice. And even though she has left this world and gone on to her heavenly ward many years ago, if I were to hear her voice today, I would still know it. I would still recognize it. Because once I heard it, I never forgot it. The voice of the Lord Jesus is recognizable and familiar. Next, the voice of the Lord Jesus is consistent. God will never speak to you something that is contrary to what we already understand about God. He will never contradict himself. His words will always be consistent with what we already understand about God. You know, once you know a voice, you then begin to realize what that voice will say and what that voice will not say. I use my wife Beth as an example. Not only do I know Beth's voice, I also know what kind of things Beth will say and what kind of things Beth will not say. If you were to hand me a note and say, "Here, your wife sent this note," I would know whether or not it was Beth, especially if it said something like, "What do you want for dinner? Subway or Taco Bell?" I would know that that was Beth's voice. And finally, or maybe not finally, but next, the voice of the Lord Jesus is personal. Jesus says he calls us by name. You may recall after the resurrection that Mary Magdalene has gone to the tomb, and she finds the tomb empty. But there she finds someone she perceives to be a gardener, and she begins to speak to him, and she says, "Sir, please, could you tell me where you've put him? For they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." But the man speaks to Mary and calls her by name and says, "Mary," and she recognizes it's Jesus. The Lord Jesus' voice is always personal. He calls us by name. And finally, the Lord Jesus' voice always brings peace and hope. I think perhaps this is the most important point. Psalm 85 says this, "I will listen for what God has to say, for the Lord will surely speak peace to his people." Jesus is not the author of confusion or chaos. If you are experiencing confusion and chaos, you are not hearing from the Lord, because the Lord does not speak in those terms. He always speaks to us in a peaceful and in a hopeful way. Does he not bring correction to our lives? Oh, yes, he brings correction, no doubt. But he always does so in the context of hope. And so how do I become the kind of Christian who learns to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus? First of all, I think we have to take the admonition, the advice of St. Peter today, who tells us that we are to sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts. We need to commit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord, as our Master, and confess him as our Savior. And second, we need to take the advice of the gospel, where Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." We are called to be in a loving, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we demonstrate that love for him by keeping his commandments. I do not know if the next voice you hear will indeed be the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, but if you ever hear a voice that is speaking to you peace and hope, it is a gentle, small whisper of a voice. It's a voice that calls you by name. It may very well be the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only proper response to that voice is what Samuel gave the Lord many, many, many years ago. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."